going on, guys? Welcome to the FBT podcast, episode number 96. Recorded live on September 12th, 2016. Full house today, and by full house, I don't mean Bob Saget. Instead, Lucas Ciprian.
Yeah. Everywhere you look.
Jordan Brown. Ryan Shoup, everybody.
All right.
Hey. No Bob Saget.
No Bob Saget.
No Bob Saget.
How's everybody doing this week?
Oh, you know.
Lucas, just started it.
Lucas, not you. You don't go first.
Okay.
Yours is special. Jordan, right. how was your week? How's the past couple weeks been? Haven't seen you.
Say, we just started the week, John. It's Monday. Not Saturday for once.
It is Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, whoops.
It is what it is. I actually, like, I enjoy Monday podcasts. I feel better. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah? You like Monday podcasts?
Yeah, do you?
John, you just dug yourself into a hole.
Yeah, you did.
Why?
When was the last time we did a Monday podcast, John?
Oh, I see where I fucked up.
Yeah.
I see where the issue has happened.
But my week's been okay. Past couple. It's been good.
That's good. You look spiffy.
Thanks.
Nice shirt.
Practice safe sets.
I'm glad you actually said what the shirt says for the audio listeners, because I would have forgotten about them.
Why does your shirt say that, Jordan?
Because it's like a lifting reference. Like, there's a barbell on it.
It's like practice safe sex, Brian, but it's not sex, it's sets.
Oh, I thought it actually said practice safe sex.
Oh my God.
And I was like...
Yeah, Jordan was just...
Brian was like, wow, that's really bold.
That's really blunt.
Yeah. Like, Jordan's just also, a walking billboard.
Why is there a barbell? Just like, very confused.
Practice safe sex. Put a barbell between
Brian,
you.
Brian, what have you been doing this whole time? You've been not using a barbell?
Yeah. Whoops.
Brian, how are you, sir? You seem
okay. You seem
so fucking angry with everything, and I don't know
why.
I'm
not angry at all. I'm just
tired.
He
does this to me all the time, Brian. Don't worry.
But that's different because you are always angry.
Oh.
Well, that's probably where the misconception's coming from then, because I'm not angry. I'm just really tired. My back hurts a lot. We did inventory at the store I work at, so we were there from 6.
You work at did inventory?
Dude, I love how you still like try to hold up the illusion, even though you've said where you work fucking 18,000 times.
Yeah, and people will forget it if people stop drawing attention to it.
They won't forget, true. Though. Because every time you say that place where I worked at, the people that do know are going to be like, ha.
Yeah, but the people who don't will be like, what's he talking about? And then now they're going to go look it up. Anyway.
You can find... Well, this is good. Everyone, just go listen to all the previous podcasts till you find it. Good luck.
Good fucking luck. But yeah, so I was there from 6 p.m. Oh, God. When did I message you?
What? 4.
Yeah.
4.
All that.
That sucks.
Real long time.
Real long time.
But at least we got free hotheads. Hothead burritos. They catered.
Yum.
So...
At least.
Well, that's worth it, isn't it?
No.
Dude, Hothead's fucking blows.
No, it doesn't.
It does, though.
I'll fucking eat your ass.
Bad.
It's not good. Did you say you eat my ass?
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he said. Eat my ass like groceries?
So, last night I, like...
FBT podcast, everybody.
There was like I guess I was so tired and so fatigued that there was also a bunch of free sodas. Like there was like Mountain Dew and Pepsi and all this stuff. Like just mountains of like
of
food
dews.
And drink.
Mountains of dew.
Yes. like we just took little breaks throughout the night, and I would just go in the back and crack open like a Mountain Dew, and I would just drink it all, and like I would literally just drink it in one sitting. And just crush the can and throw it away. I'm like...
like an animal.
I was like, did I just do that? And I just like,
doesn't it make
whatever.
You feel like a man when you crush a can? You're just like... Just gonna... And you go eat a Slim Jim and you just eat
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, this really
like
malleable
a
aluminum is just so strong.
It's like... It makes me feel more like a man than crushing a soda can.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice haiku.
Don't you have like energy drinks at Redacted?
Yes. Yes, but they weren't free, and everything was like no one was like, obviously no one was working the registers, and they, you know.
Oh, I see the problem.
He's like, oh, thanks.
Can you
just take
stuff. Check me out?
just collect all the cans at the end. I scan like 12 of them.
Right.
The
next day. It was so rough. Like we literally just counted everything in the fucking store. So that was a long time.
It's a lot of blue jeans.
Real quick, I want to apologize to the video watchers. If you're listening, youtube.com/frontpagetech, because I have the you guys aren't at the usual assigned numbers. So I'm just fucking flickering through all the people.
Good.
I was surprised you had me call the secondary account because normally
you screwed everything up.
I've normally been the tertiary account.
Tertiary.
Is that a funny word? Tertiary.
Tertiary.
Tertiary. Lucas, how was your week?
I need to get you some kazoos.
Dude, I'm missing kazoos hardcore.
Get him different instruments, please. Like harmonicas.
I'm getting him a bunch of tiny ukuleles.
Those would be expensive. Wait, hang on. Lucas, talk about your week. I'm looking up
instruments. Lucas, how was your week, sir?
Oh, it's been great.
That's it?
Yep.
Fuck!
I had a great week plus 2 days.
What'd you do? What'd you do this week?
I mean, it was mainly the weekend. I was just hanging out with friends and stuff, and yeah, that was.
Do you eat any asses like groceries?
No, or anything else that you can eat because there are plenty of other things you can eat besides groceries.
It took a lot for me, right there.
I'm sure.
I'm pull back.
You know
jokes.
What I did do?
What'd you do?
I got the Halo 5 Forge for PC. It's really cool, actually.
What is that?
Time out. What the fuck did what did you say? What is that?
What is that?
Okay, so there's an update for Halo 5 for the Xbox.
Okay.
And it's also on PC now. Not the full game, but like there's a version you can download. Anybody can download. It's free. As long as you have the anniversary update on Windows. But and you can pretty much just play it. And it runs great on PC. Halo is finally back on PC in some form.
But it's just, isn't it just Forge or is it actual Halo 5?
It's Forge with a lot of extra stuff that they built in for this update. But you can
multiplayer?
You can only do custom games.
Multiplayer?
There's no matchmaking.
Okay.
Yes, you could do multiplayer with your friends in custom games. But that's the only way how. But it runs great. Like, it runs, I mean, it should.
It's well optimized.
Xbox is pretty much a Windows machine glorified in some way. But no, like, okay, this is my perspective on this. And I've heard this in other different ways from, like gaming types of, like, content creators. Like, right now, there's been, like, Minecraft and there's been, like, GTA where, like, there are these totally open world setup kind of games where you can do like a crap ton of things. I kind of feel like this might be the next one of those, maybe. Just because it already has a crap ton of community behind it, because there's like over 100,000 maps and game types and stuff that are already made for it, and it came out like 4 days ago. Like stuff is just flying out of there. So
maybe they should help me with my Batman game.
I don't think 343 or Microsoft has any connection to Telltale.
Well, they should.
Minecraft.
They should let them know that I need my fucking game back.
Okay.
No, you don't.
I do actually. We know the date now, which is September 20th, the next episode for the. Let me try not to fuck this up. Telltale Batman series thing.
But yeah. Game. If you want to go drop 35 gigs on your hard drive, go download Halo 5.
Jesus Christ.
How big do you think games are nowadays, John?
I don't know. I don't play them.
Right. This big!
Any games that were on my computer that Brian had installed, I deleted because space.
Oh. Mm.
So they must have been pretty big.
Games get big.
They do.
So I'm having this thing again where I can't talk.
You just said
like,
words.
Why like not? That thing?
That
like
thing.
That we throw up if you talk too much, you fucking weirdo.
It happened in today's show, actually. It like actually made the final cut. It's in one of the stories where I like stopped to fucking swallow and then continue talking again. But the past, I don't even know, like, it started happening late last week. And I was like, oh, fuck. But I eventually get through it. I just don't know why it started happening again.
You think it's all the years of dick sucking? Finally coming back to bite you?
They don't bite.
Dicks?
Brian, I'm going to suck your dick and you're going to like it.
You're going to bite it.
Well, now I have to edit that audio.
No, leave it there.
I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to have to admit that I left that in there.
Right. Anyway, yeah, I don't know why I'm having the problem, but it's a thing. I really, when it happens when I'm recording, all I do is I'll take a quick drink of something, and I usually find throughout the next take, but Jesus, it's not a good thing. Another thing that I want to fucking stop doing is saying like.
Well,
if I could stop saying like, I'd be fine. The show is fine. It's the podcast. I try to listen to the podcast back, and because the podcasts have been really good the past few times, but when I start opening up my fucking mouth, I have to turn it off because I won't stop saying like, and it's really like annoying. Like,
thanks, John.
But now you're doing that on purpose.
Right. Tips.
And everything else you just said,
Lucas,
you didn't say the
Lucas,
word like.
Lucas, give me your best tips for me stopping saying that.
Like. I'll say like.
That.
How about you just talk? Use
something
other.
Something I can work with.
John, there's actually a tested
Think
method.
Think before you speak.
Instead of saying like or just pause quietly and don't say anything.
Okay. I'll try to do that.
Especially helpful considering you.
It'll make you
can't
talk
do
less.
That.
Right.
Because you're choking on nothing.
So I looked up. Shut up. I looked on the interwebs, because this is a really common problem. People just fucking always say like, and the number one recommendation is just record yourself talking. They say that just record yourself talking and listen back to it, and you'll hear how annoying it is, and you'll just get used to not doing it. But the only time I do it is when I record myself talking. So I think I'm going to, I have an issue. I need to stop.
And the next most popular tip, just shut the fuck up. Just stop talking.
Yeah, I'm sure the podcast would go well if I just sat in silence, Brian.
I mean, that's why there's three of the people
next
here,
week,
so you can stop
Brian,
talking.
You're leading the podcast.
I think I work next week.
No! Fuck you!
I have to check. Jordan, can I tease John about what we've been talking about?
Yeah.
Well, no. What?
We've been back.
No, first of all, you two should never be allowed to talk privately. It literally never ends well for me.
Amazon has a large
innocent bystander.
Amazon has a large catalog of items.
I don't know. I have no idea what they're talking about.
No, he doesn't know. It's just me and Brian always back channel.
For reference,
how we bought the horse mask.
Yeah, I was gonna say the last time Brian and Jordan fucking talked amongst each other, they both ended up with a rubber like latex. Horse mask. Horse mask. And I said like again. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it, John. Don't fucking do it.
But yeah. So, hope you're gonna have a nice time.
A nice
up.
Why? What does
don't
that mean?
Worry about it. You really shouldn't worry about it.
Do you still have? Do you still have your amp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Just asking.
He doesn't even really need an amp.
Well, I mean,
what
depending.
Why would he need that?
I can't tell you guys.
I'm just adding confusion.
I understand the logic.
No, you don't.
Amp?
Yeah,
trust
I do.
Me. You don't.
Okay.
We'll find out possibly next week.
Cliffhanger, everybody.
Bop, bop, bop.
Wait. Okay. Question: is something being shipped to me, or is this a plan that both of you have that you
both.
Are doing? Both.
Or neither.
What?
Yes.
Or just Lucas.
Are you shipping Lucas to my house?
Yeah.
If Lucas
through
shows
Amazon.
Up in a box. 1,000 FPT points to both of you.
I don't know whether to be more concerned
about
the fact.
Me?
Well, Lucas, you get 2,000 for showing up in a box.
Okay.
I don't know what's more concerning. The fact that we can buy Lucas on Amazon or the fact that UPS will ship him like 3
okay,
miles down
do
the
you
road.
Think that you could like back it up. Don't say it again, John, you little fucker.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, do you think you could talk to UPS and actually get them in on something like that, where they would put Lucas in a box?
No.
Probably not.
I just talked to UPS today. It's crazy.
I had to
ship a phone to somebody.
That's not the same as shipping a Lucas. Do you see?
A phone smaller than Lucas, I know.
I'm just curious, if I went up to UPS, a UPS man, and said, hey, listen, I got this guy that I need you to put in a box. You don't need to go through the whole process where you like put a label on him and then you put him in the truck. I just want you to like coordinate something with him where he's in a box on someone's porch and they open the door and he's in the UPS box. That's all I want. Do you think they would do it?
Well, I don't. No. Don't even think. You really don't even need to go to UPS for that. You can. Well, you
no,
can go
I
to
want
UPS.
Them to ask for a signature and everything.
Then why don't we just have somebody else do that, like a non-UPS person?
All you need to do is get somebody to buy a brown polo and some brown short shorts.
Exactly.
And get a clipboard and a UPS box. That's all you need. Then you can do it forever. You don't even need to ask UPS ever again. You just need to buy one of their boxes.
So, Lucas, can I put you in a box?
Oh, now you're asking for my consent.
Right. Mm. Is that a yes?
No.
So, wait, you're going to deliver me to yourself, or?
It's for,
yeah, you kind of ruined this for yourself here, John.
It's for
sounds
views
like a sex scandal now.
And YouTube money.
Yeah.
But we can't, because they're going to flat, we can't make monetize it off.
Just don't say fuck when you get out of the box.
How can he not say fuck? He's been in a box. John, you haven't thought this through at all.
Oh, no, well, I'm in a box.
We'll add breather holes.
Breather holes. That's what those are called.
So you get air.
Air holes.
Breather holes.
So, guys.
What's up?
I went to UPS and I had to ship a phone. You want to know why?
Go on.
You sold yours.
Yeah, I sold my Nexus.
What are you buying?
I'm using, going back to iPhone, baby.
Why? What are you, buying the 7?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm because I needed a placeholder phone, I'm using a OnePlus One.
Oh.
Do you hate it?
No, it's actually quite nice.
Oh.
It's
actually quite nice.
I've experienced something very weird with it. So I would assume all of us, maybe with the exception of, I guess now that some people have Bluetooth, maybe not so much. But so I plug, obviously, my Nexus, or I used to plug it into the car, listen to music, and, you know, right. Whoop-de-doo. And I just thought, I always thought it was kind of quiet, but I never really clicked. So I got rid of it, obviously. And now if I play music off of the OnePlus, everything is so much louder and bassier. It's like,
well,
they fucking broke.
I'm pretty sure that OnePlus ships with an EQ built into the software. It's like it. They
does it now.
Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Brag about it.
I mean,
okay.
Sounds
so when
good,
I,
yo.
When I got my phone, I had it was a toggle, so it said something to the effect of Dolby EQ on or off. And you would turn it on, and everything would be super bassy and loud and all that stuff. But then with Oxygen OS, whatever this is, 3 or whatever, they got rid of that and just integrated it into the system, so you don't get to toggle on and off. It's just on.
Mm. It's like
it must
the
just
old,
be
on.
Because I don't
old,
see anything.
Like Beats Audio and all the old HTC devices.
Come on, phone. Focus. Yeah.
Come on,
I'm
phone.
I'm seeing nothing.
I have an EQ because...
Just turn down your brightness and it'll show up better.
Eh. That works.
What phone do you have again? Oh, the Samsung.
The S7 Edge.
The Samsung. The one that doesn't blow up.
The Samsung?
The one that does not explode in my hands.
I made a recall joke in today's show that I was pretty proud of. And I didn't expect it to happen. Okay, don't say it. I stopped myself from saying it. I don't
you're
know what's worse, saying it
you're
or just
moron.
Stopped myself in the process from saying it.
You're a moron.
Printing documents for phone recall.
Yeah, it just happened on the fly, and I made myself laugh. Anyway, that's not no. By the time this comes out, they're not gonna be like they're not gonna find that show easily. So,
I mean,
title is something like Pandora, Amazon streaming service
launching
something.
Music stream.
Yeah,
because I'm looking at it. Yes.
Of course you are. Anyway, I learned something.
What did you learn, John?
Okay, I guess I didn't learn anything. I was just reminded.
Good.
Every once in a while, I say something on the podcast that's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you're reminded of this?
This is one of those times.
Who you're trying to inform here.
Everybody.
What'd you say?
They already know that.
Do you ever forget about certain things that can really hurt you?
No.
Like fire?
You just forget that they exist and you're not afraid of them again until you're reminded like, that they exist.
Okay,
just
what'd you
tell
do
us what happened. To, just say it. Just skip. Just skip.
I saw a video on a tornado and I was like, oh my God, tornadoes. Forgot all about them.
You forgot tornadoes exist?
I got to Lucas. I need a screenshot to capture that. Right now. The shot of Lucas.
Right now.
John?
Yeah?
Expound on this.
Okay, so I was on Twitter. Someone tweeted out something like, this is incredible. And it was a YouTube link, and I clicked on the link. And it was a storm chasing crew that had gotten right up on a tornado. And they kept driving closer and closer, and I've never seen, like, incredible HD footage of a tornado.
No?
And then I saw it, and in my head, I'm saying, oh, Jesus Christ, that's scary. And I realized... and then I realized that I completely forgot that tornadoes exist, that they're a thing, that they can hurt me bad. And then I'm sitting there saying, what? It's just a bunch of air twirling around. How could it cause so much damage? And in the video, a fucking truck just flipped over onto him, and it wasn't it. I'm afraid of tornadoes.
Wait. So okay, I have questions. I have so many questions
for
you.
Number one,
did you forget? As in, like, okay, you saw the video of it. I mean, I'm assuming it was in the title. But did you forget what they were called? Was it just like, oh, what is that again?
No. No, it's just...
It's like a big cloud cyclone thing.
Yeah. It's a land hurricane. No, Brian, I can't remember the last time I thought about a tornado. I just kind of forgot they exist.
Yeah, I think you're confusing forgetting about something with not thinking about it for a minute.
Yeah.
It's not that we forgot about Limp Bizkit. We just haven't thought about them in a while. You know what I mean? There's a difference there. You massive idiot.
Anyway, this is a PSA. Tornadoes can hurt you.
Hey, I have something fun for you, John.
Oh no.
We weren't around in 1985, but there was one there was a massive F5 tornado that went through. I won't say exactly where.
My old house got destroyed by it.
Yeah.
Roof threat and ripped
through,
off.
Through Trumbull County in 1985.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So that was a long time ago, almost mm-hmm. 30 years ago. That's crazy.
31 years ago.
We're like about due for tornadoes. Is that what you're going to say?
No.
No. No, I'm just saying that it was an F5.
You're about due to get fucked.
F5 tornado. And think about this. Less than 0.1% of all tornadoes hit the F5 mark. And that went through our area. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's cool, but yeah.
You're fucked. I live in the mountains, and they don't come by me.
You're fucked.
They really don't. They really don't show up in most of the world, other than America.
They show up in planes. That's it, because the telemetry of the ground fucks it up.
I'm going to Google.
I also need a gif
tornadoes
or a caption. I am talking.
My God.
I was talking too.
I need a caption or a gif of Jordan's face when he was talking about planes, because holy fuck, his eyes were
planes.
you're something about planes, oh, like the land plane. Your eyes were so big and wobbly.
Wobbly. Eyes were wobbly.
So I need something. Somebody give me footage.
John, you're high.
No, it's just Monday.
You remembered tornadoes and you thought Jordan's eyes were wobbly.
You didn't see what I saw.
Okay.
Watch the footage back. They're fucking wobbly.
All right.
Brian, what are you doing? John.
I was Googling where tornadoes live the most.
Live?
In the sky, dummy.
Where do they live?
America.
America?
Well, it's funny. It says, Google tried to autocorrect it, and it said, country with most tornadoes in the U.S.
You sure like, it says country?
No, yeah. I made sure.
It doesn't say county.
It does not. But yeah, it's pretty much... Yeah, we definitely have the largest... You know, the United Kingdom does have tornadoes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I think Japan does.
Wait, what? Sometimes. Hold up a sec. And is this right? It says, in fact...
It's, the a, United, it's a whole tornado.
In fact, the United Kingdom has more tornadoes relative to its land area than any other country. Fortunately, most of them are shitty. All right. Oh, so I have an answer.
I'm good.
Good.
That was worth
You're welcome.
Oh, fuck. It's a good joke. Good joke.
So, John.
What's up?
John.
What?
You're gonna get the iPhone 7, right?
I think. I don't know.
Really?
What's wrong with... Why is this such a sensitive subject?
Because I don't know.
Jesus.
All right.
Well,
iOS 10.
Maybe if you forget about it and remember, you'll like it again.
Yeah, like tornadoes.
Well,
yeah.
But John, let's go through some like logistical thought processes.
Go through
here.
It.
What do you like and what don't you like about the new iPhone 7?
Let's make a graph.
Let's
make pie charts.
Okay, number one, I just love, and I think it might be what I, like the good memories I have of the Apple ecosystem. It's like how you're in a relationship for a long time, but you broke up. And when you think about that relationship, you never think about why you broke up. You just remember the good memories. And that's why people always go back to the same relationship and then break up again. That's the same thing with me and Apple, man.
Like you and tornadoes.
Yeah, like me and tornadoes. I forget why we broke up. And I'm just thinking about the good memories of the cohesive design and the
man, and then I remember it's a natural disaster and it'll kill me.
And then I remember how shitty it was. I don't know. I might. Probably. And it shouldn't be such a big deal that my brain... This is why it's a bigger deal to me. Because I'm with Straight Talk, which I've talked about before on the show. Which, as a fucking network, quote-unquote, MVNO or whatever, I really enjoy that. Because I can pick any network I want, get any SIM card I want, flat fee every month. I don't get overages. It's super simple, super convenient, and I legitimately get to pick any network that I want to be on. But I also have to pay full price for any phone I want. So if I want an iPhone, unless I went through like Apple's iPhone upgrade program, I'm paying full price, and that might be another reason why it's a harder trigger to pull.
Harder.
I see.
I'm having a trouble. I'm having a tornado amount of time. Okay, Lucas.
I mean,
what the fuck? What is that?
Hey, John.
John doesn't know what he wants. I can't. It's blurry.
Hey John.
And then the little sliver of the circle graph says John still doesn't know what he wants.
Hey, John.
Thank you, Lucas, for your graph. What? What?
You can lease phones through Straight Talk.
Wait, what?
You can lease phones through
Straight
Talk.
I guess that's the problem with never really going on their website or anything. Like I said, I worked with Straight Talk where they gave me like a chant.
Like,
stop saying like, you bitch!
Oh, Jesus.
They gave me a chance to try the service for a few months and I ended up really liking it. And that was the purpose
Correct.
Liking, like word.
Correct. Correct.
So I stuck with them. So I didn't know this detail. Cool. Bingo, bango.
Bingo, bango.
Bingo, bango.
Bango, bango.
Anyway, bango? Lucas, what do you think? Are you going to get the iPhone 7?
Nope. What? Why would Lucas get an iPhone?
I just kind of wanted his reaction. He said no.
Because you just asked him because he knew you would say no?
Yeah.
So that was a waste of time for all of us. Thanks.
I'm pretty satisfied with my phone.
Oh, yeah. I guess you did just kind of get a newish phone.
Yeah, thank you, John.
I didn't do it. It was HTC. Mm. I just sent an email.
Do you care at all about the lack of headphone, Jack?
I don't give a fuck. And you know what? I posted I don't want to get hate anymore.
Just fucking do it.
I feel as if I am just the hate bucket on Twitter for Apple stuff. Because holy shit, I got my asshole torn asunder.
Hey, at least it's not a data bucket.
Yeah, at least it's not a data bucket. Thanks, T-Mobile, you fuckers.
I love Verizon's new ads, by the way. They're hilarious. Like, yeah. Get limited data. Limitless. What?
I swear continue. Someone's fucking watching the show somewhere. Anyway, what was I talking about? I forget what I was talking about.
Your hate bucket.
You're the hate bucket on Twitter.
The hate bucket. I tweeted about something because I've started doing Twitter Q&As where people just ask me a question and I answered on Twitter.
Yeah.
Someone asked me about the headphone jack and I said, like, we'll get over it. It's fine. And that just
exploded.
Everyone just took their fists at one time and just shoved it up my bum.
Including me.
Including Jordan.
Oh, Jordan was a part of this?
Yes. Well, I was, at
and
least
the thing
was,
this is where it was fucked up.
I
was an innocent bystander.
This was what was fucked up about Jordan. Jordan came in hours late, so the hate had stopped for like 3 hours. I was fine. I felt like everyone just assumed that everything was fine. They don't need to ask me any more questions. The storm blew over, and then fucking Jordan comes right back in.
What did Jordan say?
Just that he disagreed with me about something. The headphone check, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like an anus ripping comment.
I don't think it's innovative at all, but whatever.
No, I'm not saying...
It's not innovative.
It is innovative in the...
innovative.
They're not bringing... I understand that they're not bringing something new about. What this does, though, is create more room in the phone. There was a shit...
Yeah.
This thing took up so much room, and that's what I think that not a lot of people realize. Because someone
didn't look like it took up too much.
It did, though. Look up like internals of an iPhone.
I seen.
And someone said, the thing is it small? Yes. But as phones get smaller and smaller, and the internals of the phone get smaller, and you got to fit more stuff in this fucking phone. Take
but
something
phones
out.
Phones aren't getting smaller. Phones are getting larger, and but they're getting
when
thinner.
When I say, yeah,
for
thinner.
For no reason.
Thinner.
They're not, like, why? They don't need to be thinner.
That's...
Oh, shit, I lost it. Oh, wait, I forgot to turn it the other way. It's two-dimensional now.
Jeez.
Someone said, I'd rather have more battery. And even though the iPhone 7 battery isn't fantastic by any means, at least that we know so far,
it's probably decent.
In the years to come, that does give more... option to fit more battery if Apple was so fucking kind to put some more battery in the goddamn phone. It's just, I'm not saying that it was a great move. Like, people are saying, literally, this is courage. This is such a bold move. The next time someone tells
it's like
me,
Caitlyn Jenner.
Hold on. That's what they said.
Yeah. The next time
it's like
someone.
Like Caitlyn Jenner.
I thought her name was Caitlyn.
That's what.
I don't fucking care.
Apple said, essentially.
The next time.
What's his face?
Timmy Cook?
No, the guy that was presenting the iPhone during the keynote.
Timson Cookie?
Oh, Phil?
Yeah.
Philip Schiller.
I've heard so many tech... I'll name drop right now. David DeFranco, number one.
Go ahead.
Who, amongst... He's not the only one who said that this was a move of courage. Like, motherfucker... Apple's not taking a bullet for anyone here. They're not going to war. Not... I don't know what they're talking about this whole current. They just took something out of a phone and hope
okay,
they're helping
that
people
in
get over
a little more realistic context. No, they're not going to war, but no, they're not going out to fight in a market where they're losing or something.
Yeah.
It's just
they're still going to sell a crap ton of these phones.
Exactly. And it's just things will adapt. Is it convenient right now? No.
Not but in
the analogy
anyway.
I keep making is over and over again that Steve Jobs thought it was a great idea to remove the floppy drive, too, from the iMac, and everyone flipped shit at the time.
That was a little different, though.
That's what I said! That's what made me...
How was it different, Brian?
Want me to go? Okay.
Go ahead, Brian. I already tried to tell him on Twitter.
they removed the floppy drive at a time where there were already more mediums that were more they're coming out and being more progressive. But removing the headphone jack really wasn't moving something forward, just kind of like forcing hands, which, you know, will more than likely push Bluetooth forward, but it's not like Bluetooth is emerging right now. It's kind of around.
I'm not. First of all, Bluetooth.
No.
Bluetooth.
That's when you know Bluetooth, John's serious.
Bluetooth headphones can fuck themselves. Like, Bluetooth headphones aren't where they should be in 2016. No. They just
aren't.
I bought
like 12 pair and only one have been decent.
Mine are all great.
They just, but they're just.
Anyway, what's your point?
What I'm saying is.
You're disputing my point by
taking the signal from analog to digital. You can just do more digitally. The problem is that there's not two lightning ports. There's only fucking one. Who do we lose? We lost Brian. Brian dropped out. Good. Run away.
Uh-oh.
Bitch. Anyway. See, like, no, wow. I just, like, I know it. Stop saying, look! I know it's inconvenient. Right now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of selfish for Apple to be just say, here, we did this. Everyone else, catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
Well, look, I don't see many other manufacturers really going to follow suit with that. Like,
I mean, technically, Moto did it first. Motorola did it first.
With what?
Moto Z. I
think. Really?
What did they do exactly?
There's no headphone jack. And this was after there were rumors that Apple was doing it. They didn't do it. They probably didn't come up with the idea. The rumors that Apple was going to do it were there, and then they did it.
Mm.
Yeah. So technically...
That's the modular phone, though, isn't it?
I mean, to an extent, yeah. You can add, like, a battery and camera stuff to it.
You can add stuff to it. So you can add, it's probably eventually going to be like a backing that has like a sound card to it. And you can.
But I mean, I'd hope not, because the lifespan of that phone isn't going to be long enough where like third-party manufacturers are making stuff like that.
Well, but you see what I'm saying. Like, yeah. There is the ability to that. There is. There's a JBL back to it that has the giant speakers.
What Brian messaged me.
So
what
your point is moot.
But Motorola didn't come out with that. A third-party manufacturer did. I'm sure that some third-party manufacturer is going to come up with, like, you know how those battery cases plug into the bottom of an iPhone?
Yeah.
I'm sure maybe one of them will have a jack.
That's possible. Yeah, you're right. Apple will probably make their own case that's worth $400.
If they did that,
Beats audio port on it.
If they did that, that's when they just kind of stepped their foot in their own
this
shit.
This is what kind of confuses me, is that Apple... Doesn't Apple own Beats by Dre?
Yep.
Yes.
So they own a fucking headphone manufacturer, and they're like, guess what? You can't use half the products we own on it.
Well, they came out with new Beats wireless headphones.
Like, yeah, three new sets
though, like, you see what I'm saying. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it at all. Like, we're not really in an age yet where everything is wireless. Like
I do think I understand why they did it. I think it's good that they did it, but I think they jumped the gun, because the market. I don't think anyone else is ready for it.
No, not at all. Like, people are just now like there's our generation and a little younger. Like, they have like cars that don't have Bluetooth, but they have aux ports.
Right.
And yes, I understand you can buy a fucking aux port to Bluetooth thing, and you can make your own little Bluetooth hotspot. But who wants to do that?
Right.
Like, every time you get into somebody's car. Hook up Bluetooth, like, oh shit, I forgot that, you know, we have to park the car so that I can pair my phone with your speakers, and half the time it's probably not going to work right away, and it's going to take 45 minutes when you could just plug in an aux cord.
I don't know about that one, but yeah.
Sometimes it's annoying, like, it's like your car speaks to you, and it's like, please press the Bluetooth button on your phone. Like, just bullshit. Like, my phone, my car takes forever to pair Bluetooth with, but... The fact is that it's paired, and it's paired forever. Like, but like, say somebody wants to come in my car and they want to play something off of their phone because, for some reason, they have music, and the aux cord while I'm driving. Boom! You're not gonna be able to do that shit anymore. Right. And honestly, a lot of people do. Like, a lot of people do. They just hop in a friend's car and they plug in their aux cord. Like, Nobody's going to be like, oh, you want me to pair my Bluetooth with your car? When it only like can hold three phones at a time anyway.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the market now.
Yeah.
Because it's just... because
everything always adapts to Apple. That's the way it works. It's the way it always has worked.
But even right now, like headphone manufacturers, they're going to have to play the middle ground and ship with two different cords or something. Like a lot of headphones come with different size cords or something like that. You're going to have to ship a lightning compatible cord and a 3.5 millimeter jack compatible cord.
From what I understand, isn't the iPhone coming with lightning to lightning and headphone adapter?
Yes. And that's something that I am so glad didn't bite me in the ass, because there's a lot of tech YouTubers that kept saying that this was just a move to get Apple to make you buy special adapters or new headphones. And I kept saying that would make no sense. Even something in your tweet when you sent me, it said you always thought of Apple as being like convenient.
Yeah.
And I said that on the show. That's part of their whole marketing thing, is that it just works. And it would be such a shitty move if they didn't include that stuff. And it was just an asshole move to be like, buy something new.
They would have had a lot more fire.
For sure.
They wouldn't have included that. Because, it's very inconvenient that it's not on the phone anymore, but now you have to carry this little 3-inch dongle around with you everywhere if you want to use your headphone jack.
Right, and it's kind of how when they removed the 30-pin connector and switched to Lightning, these manufacturers had 30-pin connectors. Everyone had been using the same docks and chargers for years.
When that happened. Everybody flipped shit.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be fine. Hopefully the market catches up, and it would be so fucking stupid if Apple backtracks at this point. Like, if the next iPhone comes with an audio jack, that's when I'll be like, dude, you don't even know what you're doing. You're just guessing.
I agree.
If this is what they're going to do, they have to stick with it. If they fuck up and backtrack, that's... I give up.
I'll kind of compare it a little bit here to Samsung. When they decided, no more removable back, no more SD card. People flip
no more
the
phones
fuck
that
out.
Don't blow up.
That's a different story. That fucked everybody up. Everybody's like, oh, God, no, I can't take the battery out because Android sucks and I always have to pull the battery out sometimes. Like, that, at least that got fixed. Right. Like, you don't have to worry about that anymore. But then they did. They backtracked, and now you can put SD cards back in
Samsung
devices.
That was good.
That's like, you could say Samsung's being innovative by removing SD cards. It's like, no, fuck you. All they did was remove a feature that people wanted, and they listened, and they put it back. And it makes so much sense. It's one little thing. You pull out, it's the SD card and the SIM card all in one little tray.
It's sad that we'll never see a day where Apple includes expandable memory storage.
Never happened. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Never, ever.
Because
at least
a little 16-gig phone, and I have a 128-gig SD card.
At least
awesome.
5 years after we've been begging them to do it, they stopped with 16-gig model phones.
Thankfully. Thank God.
Woo.
Yeah. What do you Lucas? What do you think about this headphone jack thing?
I'm pretty neutral about it. I think Apple, they did everything that they needed to at least cater to letting people adapt to it. You know, they gave them the adapters. They gave people a solution. Okay, if you're going to get this phone, but you don't want to get these iBeats, which they do come, or not iBeats, earpods. I don't know why I call them iBeats. I was thinking of the Beats.
Right.
My Dre the Beats stuff. Brand, yes.
Yeah. This is what I was thinking of when you guys were kind of going back and forth. If Apple wasn't going to go pull this trigger with removing the headphone port, when would it be? Like, say this didn't happen. When would it really be? Like, who's going to make that happen? Or how is it going to happen?
I mean, honestly, I think that it does have to happen in a digital world, being that that port was analog. Is that the last analog thing that has been in our modern products?
Well, the adapter is an analog port still.
The adapter?
Like, it's not... Everything's digital up until that point. Like even like the headphone jack on your phone is still like it's digital up until it hits that headphone port, right, and then it converts it to analog.
I definitely see what Lucas is saying. I don't think any other company could pull this off. Like I said, Motorola did this, and no one fucking cares.
Because because their market share is so much smaller. Like, right. Not many. It caters.
Like, the headphone manufacturers, they're not going to do jack shit because Motorola did this. They're going to make Motorola backtrack and put a headphone jack back in there. Because they're not going to spend and invest that much money into this new connector. That's not what they're going to do. But the fact that Apple did it, manufacturers have really no choice at this point.
Yes.
Well, here's how it gets tough, though. Like, if people are... I see Jordan's perspective. If the market is supposed to adapt, how is that supposed to happen? Is everybody supposed to just make their own proprietary type of headphones or what? Like, what's Samsung going to do now? If, say, they were going to get rid of the headphone port.
I'd be pissed.
Which I completely agree.
Here's the thing. Like, when you send audio over Bluetooth, it compresses it, and it's no longer, like, quality audio to audio files. Or really,
No. I'm not talking about Bluetooth. I'm just talking about, like, headphones.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you're supposed to have, like, some wired connection for audio with this thing, is Samsung supposed to come out with something proprietary, or are we all going to start using, like, USB-C headphones or something? Or
USB-C.
Like,
I think that's why USB-C is there in the first place. That it's so universal.
Don't they make, like, USB-C to 3.5 millimeter adapters?
I mean, honestly, probably.
They probably
I don't see why, though.
Motorola.
Because every other device that has USB-C still has a headphone jack. Like, well, I'm thinking like the MacBooks.
Yeah.
Like the newer MacBooks. They still have fucking microphone headphone combo port.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if those would come into use, if, you know, manufacturers like Samsung or HTC or Motorola or LG or whatever, we're going to start removing the headphone jack. What would be the next best thing if you still wanted to use the analog? Would it just be just continue to use adapters and then eventually just phase out adapters and everything analog?
There's
going to
be, there's definitely going to be not only consumers, but manufacturers as well that are going to try to hold on until they just can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that might be a while, though.
Oh, it's definitely not going to happen overnight. This is, like I've said on Twitter, the analog technology has been around for over 100 years. Everything
it
regarding...
needs to, like, audio will forever... You can't make audio digital, and at least in the foreseeable future. Like, audio is analog. Like, speakers, they run off of an analog signal. That's the only way a speaker will vibrate, is through an analog signal, a sine wave. Electrical engineering here. Fuck you. You can't make a speaker say, thanks for the digital signal, I'm now going to make music. I mean,
even recording audio is all going into an interface, most likely, that converts the signal to digital under the computer.
And it does. You're correct. But it starts analog. Analog will never go away. That's the thing I'm trying to say.
No. I don't. I think I phrased myself fucking terribly. Analog itself as a concept is going to be around. I'm just referring to the jack specifically being around for 100 years.
I don't know. Because I see it. There's always going to be an analog. Because it kind of has to be there.
I would say analog will probably survive if they come up with something that's a lot more convenient.
Yeah, well,
like, or passing an analog, I don't know. It could be like a little magnet, so it literally takes like no space on your phone or something.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. That was highly hypothetical, but
I can say that I personally have used Lightning headphones, and they sound incredible. Like, if you compare them to, plug in via the 3.5 millimeter jack and compare it to the Lightning, it's amazing. Like, the digital signal coming out is just better. But
probably because
that could also have to do with
them being powered.
Right. That could just be
those headphones are getting a voltage signal because it's digital. It's getting voltage straight up to plus, here. And then
plus you can better control EQ with a digital signal as well. It's just
correct. Well,
it's going
to
depend on
each his own.
Oh yeah, it's just because headphones sound great in Lightning on an iPhone doesn't mean that the USB port on the Moto Z or whatever sounds great. It's just there's so many factors here.
Right.
I mean, you could look at like you could say anything like USB 3.0. You can pass 4K video through a USB 3 port. Like you can, that happens. There's mm-hmm. USB 3 connectors. You can put 4K video through it. So like. I don't know. Audio is digital all the time until it gets to something that's going
Dude,
to play.
Dude, I just
it.
Imagine the meeting at Apple where they're throwing all these questions back and forth and they just say, there's one cohesive thing here, and that is these questions are all for the other assholes. We don't got to worry about any of this.
Yeah.
It's like, we're doing it. They'll figure it out.
You're right. Yeah.
Right.
We'll see. I think that we'll be fucking fine. I'm just hoping that Apple doesn't like retract and kind of backpedal because then they'll look like an idiot asshole. So
I think they'll stick to it and they're going to look retarded probably for a little while.
Yeah. People are still going to buy their phones. So
yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I don't like it, but that's more or less because I'm more of an audiophile. I like hard connections. I like audio mm-hmm. connections. Like,
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, anybody that really wants to listen to their music is going to have a setup that isn't going to be their cell phone. It's going to
no,
be...
but cell phone has always been a pretty decent way to go about it. Like, it is a digital signal. You're getting 98,000 hertz or whatever. You're getting a good bit rate out of your phone, and it goes to that 3.5 millimeter port, and then you can plug it into any professional equipment, and it's going to sound awesome.
Right.
And it's going to sound identical if you plug in a Lightning port that has compatible equipment. Like, it's not really going to change anything. They're just changing the way you interface with it.
We shall see. Apple. Like I said, I'm kind of whatever. I think we'll all be fine. But like I said, like Jordan said, it's going to take a second.
Yeah. Take a couple years, probably.
Yeah, where's Brian?
Yeah, I think he died. He said that, let me get my messages here. So his computer crashed. Now he's saying that he has no internet.
Odd.
Okay. So his computer crashed his internet.
Yeah,
it backfed. Destroyed his modem.
So we want to run through questions.
Oh my God, jet black iPhone make scratches. Oh God, okay, we're done with that subject. Yes.
Yeah, it scratches.
Yep.
Do that something was the highlight of, our, of last week.
Anything fucking shiny.
It's going to scratch.
Yeah. Yeah, I did forget that show. I don't even want to talk about it.
That's not. We don't need to. It did its part.
Right. Anyway, go ahead. Ask FPT questions. We got any?
Yes. Do you have the thing?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
From Darth Vader.
No.
From Darth Vader.
Red Vader.
No.
Says, how do you feel about Infinite Warfare? Is that the new Call of Duty game?
Yes.
I thought that was I thought that was what they called it last time.
No, that was... I don't even remember now because I stopped
Infinite
a while
Warfare.
Ago.
They recycle their names, and they just put numbers after them.
No, it was the last, like, Modern Warfare, whatever it was. The one before that was what? Black Ops 3, and then what was before that?
Ghost or something?
It was, I thought you might have played it, Jordan.
I think I have it, but that's because I bought my PS4 off of somebody that had that game.
Doing Google search so we don't end up being
stupid.
Stupid. I can't remember this name. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I don't care. I don't play.
Jordan,
advanced,
Infinite Warfare.
Advanced Warfare.
That's why it sounded familiar. Infinite Warfare, Jordan. Warfare. We think. How do you
I don't
feel?
Care.
How's it make you feel?
It's about robots.
It's moot. They come out with a fucking Call of Duty game every 9 months. I don't care. I'm horrible at first-person shooters anyway.
You can quote Jordan.
That's why I just bought NFL, the new 2017 NFL, and I'm playing as the Browns, and it's awesome.
The Browns did not do awesome yesterday.
They did not.
Anyway.
Sportball.
Next question.
You can go ahead. You fucking ask it.
What is the last page of this book? What is on the last page of this book?
What?
What the question
Next was. Question. The sound of tech. Favorite color iPhone? Green.
Fav color iPhone.
Color. If I get one, it'll probably be the black. The like matte black. Just called black. I am kind of interested in gold, though. I don't know. I'm fucking up.
It comes in jet black, black, yeah. Not space gray, but just black,
right.
Silver, gold, and rose gold.
Yeah, I'll go with purple.
Purple. 007FFF.
For anyone that's the front page tech blue.
Guess what? We got another question from the Sound of Tech.
Did we?
John Prosser, are you going to get the iPhone 7 or the OnePlus 3?
I don't fucking know. Stop pressuring me. Next question.
Hashtag ask FBT.
From Clown. At a very large. What? He says, thoughts on the iPhone 7 and Apple Watch 2. I think we covered the iPhone 7. Mm-hmm. I think solid upgrade for the most part. It's Apple. Apple Watch 2, great. Wish it was round. That's about it.
Yep.
Still not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Round.
Yep. I mean, it was nice that they kind of like updated the Series 1 because that's what it's called now.
Yeah.
Apple Watches, and then they're cheaper, and that opens up the market for more of them, I guess. But I still don't need one.
Still not.
This little thing that gives me notifications is pretty cool.
I'm still, wearables aren't there for me yet. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I have my replacement Moto 360 because my first one kind of like broke one day.
Oh, good. How is it? Do you like it?
I love it. Just as I always have. And I continue to wear it every single day. I just take it off now when I sweat excessively. Because I feel like that might have broken the first one.
My brother has an Apple Watch Series 1, obviously. And yesterday, I guess the glue that holds the display panel on just kind of stopped being glue.
Probably because it's been like 145 degrees out every single day.
You never think about that. And yeah, just... It kind of looks like an accordion.
Oh, God.
It just kind of came off. So that's solid engineering. Mm. What's the next question?
From Prasoon. Do you know anyone who got a Note 7 and it got blown up?
No.
Nope.
Hang on. Let me just be
There's
clear
There's a few
here.
Articles.
I have three friends. Lucas,
one of them just left.
Jordan, Brian. None of you have the Note 7, right?
Nope.
Then
Jordan almost does.
That's no. I would never get a Note series. They're too big.
Let's talk about this real quick. How do you? Okay, Jordan, Samsung
yes.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
How fucked do you think they are right now?
Pretty fucked, to be honest.
Yeah, like,
I mean, they issued a recall, and not everybody's going to recall it. Like, not everybody's going to take it back because they're like, "I want this phone."
I mean, just the fact that they did it. That they
haven't
had to recall every phone.
They haven't made it official either.
Oh. They should.
Well, they haven't worked. And by official, do you mean like they haven't worked with the government yet, which they should have done?
They haven't worked with anybody, so like it's not technically illegal.
I mean, look, I saw something on the news the other day that said if you were traveling with an iPhone, with, I almost said iPhone 7, with a Note 7, to never. Put it in a checked bag in your baggage. Don't leave it on while you're flying. And don't charge it while you're flying.
In that case, you should probably not fucking have one.
You shouldn't even have it. I mean, if they're issuing these warnings, like that's like having a recall like on your car that's saying your gas tank is leaking.
Your passenger seat is explosive.
And there's a small... There's like a pilot light underneath your gas tank.
We accidentally put scorpions in the steering wheel. Whoops.
So the shitty part is they recalled every single phone. And they said, if you give it back, we'll give you $25. Cool. Where it gets really hairy is that all the U.S. carriers said, nope, fuck this. We are not selling this phone. And the government's all pissed off because they didn't, like, officially go through them. I forget the actual title of the department that they're supposed to go through. Consumer something.
Consumer Affairs.
Something like that, where they have, if there's an issue like this, they have to go through the government to issue the official recall. And they didn't. Samsung was like, nah. We'll figure it out, which is so iffy. I mean, stock price has plummeted. How long do you think before this blows over? Like next year when they sell a Note 7, this is going to linger over. Anytime they sell anything, it's going to linger over them.
I mean, I think it's going to be an issue up until the next S series release, which will be in April. And then everybody's going to be super skeptical and probably not buy it. I mean, people probably still will. They don't give a fuck. But, like, because I'll probably get it. But I'm kind of a Samsung fanboy now, but whatever. I don't know. People are going to be worried about it. Yeah. I mean, I actually like the new Gear S2, though. The round one. People are going to be worried about the next gen phones with them. I mean, do you think they're even going to re-release a Note 7 like with a fixed battery?
The next one they're going to make is going to be the Note 6.
I mean, yeah, didn't they skip the Note 6? They went from the 5 to the
7. This is what they
seven.
Get for skipping numbers.
Yeah. You move too fast, damn it.
Although, then again, you don't see Windows 10 PCs blowing up. So.
Man, it's going to be a fucking issue. And it sucks too because Samsung is
it's going to linger.
Samsung is really pretty much still in their prime.
They're the most reputable phone manufacturer.
Right. Other than Apple, I'm assuming.
They're better.
What? No way. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. I mean, Samsung is definitely top manufacturer for Android devices.
Yeah,
they got to be under Apple.
That is undisputed. But if Samsung's battery technology catches up and they're able to make them last as long as an iPhone does, then I would 100% say yes.
Good thing it wasn't the display panels blown up, because I'm pretty sure Samsung makes the Retina display panels for iPhone.
They do.
So good Samsung, thing.
Mm-hmm. Samsung has the most beautiful displays and I think the best looking phones. Performance department still needs to catch up a little bit.
And it's not even the fucking hardware that's the issue. It's fucking touch.
Because they make the hardware for the iPhone half the fucking time.
Oh, God.
That is something I did hear. They're going to be... Samsung's going to start moving away from Qualcomm.
Really? Are they going to be using their own chipsets?
That, and I think like they want to partner up with like AMD or NVIDIA for all the GPU stuff.
Well, I'm sure AMD will blow up too, so...
Now featuring phones that work as hand warmers.
Oh, fuck.
Why do you say that?
Because AMD always... my AMD chipset was always fucking hot in my computer.
We're talking about a PC, not a phone.
I'm sure it's the same.
Okay.
It's the same chipset. It's just smaller.
Stefan Mann Gaming.
At Stefan Mann Gammy 1.
Steven.
That's a Steven?
Yes, it is.
I had a kid in my class named Stefan. That's how you fucking spelled it.
Maybe you called him Stefan.
That's a foot sound.
I suppose it could be pronounced both ways, but you just made yourself sound like an idiot.
That's a foot sound.
Foot man gaming.
Stefan Man Gamey one.
What's your favorite color and will you give me a shout out? Yell nope.
Well, you just got the world's most fucked up shout out, my friend. And favorite color? Blue. That's it. There's blue.
007 FFF.
Mine's green.
FF4 000.
There's green.
You see the green everywhere?
Yep. Solid question.
Second. Blue.
Glad we included it. Lucas? You fuh man.
You're the one that went on the Twitter to ask people.
I know. Fuh man.
I need to remember every time in the show before the podcast to say, hey, ask questions here.
Yeah, well, we did it on... Yeah, it was Monday and you didn't do one since Wednesday. So, like...
Oh, I'm just going to breathe in my mic like you. Is that it? Are we done?
You proud of yourself?
Yes, actually. Are we done with the podcast? Brian never made it back.
I think we're done.
You like, think we're like done with this like thing? What about you, Jordan?
Think we're like yeah, done? Like I think I'm like done.
Great. If you're interested, like you can probably follow me on like Twitter at John_Prosser if you're interested.
And along with John, you can go learn about tornadoes.
Yep. Tornadoes are a thing. Don't fucking ignore them.
TornadoesGetFuckedUp.com.
If that's not a thing.
No, I don't know.
I just think we need to spread tornado awareness quicker than the tornadoes spread tornadoes.
Well, there is a tornado awareness month, I'm pretty sure. Or at least a week.
Why?
You know, there's a region in the U.S. It's called Tornado Valley.
Right, I do know that. I think we need to have a Apple Courage Awareness Month.
There is Tornado Awareness Week. That was great.
That's kind of weird.
They have an awareness week / month for everything.
Do you like fundraise for tornadoes?
It's different per state. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
I guess it makes more sense.
Ohio, March 20th through the 26th and November 13th through the 19th. Oh, those severe weather awareness week. That's not tornado awareness week.
Close enough. Lucas, where can they follow you on the Twitter?
At Lucas Cyprian.
And of course, Jordan.
At Jordan Zero, Zero.
It's right there because you got a fancy lower third.
Oh, I do? Where is it? Anyway. Is it over here?
And Brian Shoop, yep. Who died.
And Brian is dead.
And B Shoop with four O's.
Four O's.
And
I did it for him.
That's it. We hope you have a lovely week. If you want to listen to the podcast, it's everywhere podcasts available. And if you'd rather watch it, which is, I think, more fun, youtube.com/frontpagetech. And that's it. Have a good week. Don't get hit by a tornado.
Bye.
Later.
Later.